Back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. It's now time to talk about the girls' basketball here on our locker room chats with head coach Nate Bowman. And, well, Sabetha, they've gone on a pretty nice run now. They've won three in a row. Back on Friday, a solid 53-39 win over Royal Valley. That comes after a win over Nemaul Central last Tuesday. And then on Tuesday night of this week, a 41-37 win on the road at Hiawatha, giving the Redhawks their first loss of the year. So, Coach, a couple of pretty big wins here in the last week and a half or so. Just what have been your thoughts so far on these last three wins?
I'm just extremely happy for the girls. They've been working really hard. I think I mentioned on last week's show that over Christmas break we talked about just going to work. We were 1-4, and I don't know what else to do other than go to work, and they really did and have bought in, and it's paying off for them. I think our league is fairly balanced this year. I've told them I don't think there's anybody in the league we can't beat. I don't think there's anybody in the league that can't beat us. So we've got to just make sure we bring it every night in practice and every game night as well. And they've just played really well the last three games, and it's worked out in our favor. So it's been fun.
Yeah, I know we talked last week about Mary Luker being back, kind of making a difference, but something that your team has done, especially the last couple of games, is really everybody has contributed. What can you talk about just the way everybody has kind of stepped up as of late, especially?
Yeah, and that's I think a tribute to our senior leadership and even to Mary. The ones that have been our scorers more are certainly willing to share it with the others. And when it's not their night or when they're getting covered, they're certainly willing to pass it to a teammate and get them an open shot. And that's the most important, is getting our team a good shot, not getting Mary a good shot or Emily a shot. It's getting our team a good shot. Like you mentioned, our posts have scored. Jessica was in double figures last night. Hallie and Jessica both last Friday were in double figures. Emily has had six assists. In fact, in the three games since break, she's got 18 assists and four turnovers. As the person who handles the ball all the time. So that's really an incredible ratio for girls basketball. So that's been key for us as well.
So now you look ahead here. You've got one more game before the Burlington Invitational coming up next week. You'll have Perry LeCompton on Friday. So what do you look at here now heading into this final game before the tournament next week?
Yeah, and I told him last night the challenge has kind of changed. The challenge when you're 1-4 is can you keep plugging away and keep working? And now the challenge is, all right, you've won three in a row. Can you not relax? Can you continue to keep working, and can you continue to just not relax and feel like, oh, we've got it all figured out now, we'll just coast. But continue to work. And I know that the character of them, they'll do that. But, Perry's got some talent. They got some length, some size, and they gave us some trouble last year the last time we played them with our really good team. And so we'll have to bring our A game for sure every night in this league.
Well, Coach, with that, congratulations again on that win over Hiawatha on Tuesday and also Royal Valley last Friday. Wish you the best of luck against Perry on Friday, and good luck next week in your tournament. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. That's Nate Bowman, head coach of the Sabetha Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.